So I saw in my dream that the man began to run. Now, he had not run far from his own door when his wife and children, perceiving it, began to cry after him.
Mama, look! To whom, Daddy?
Husband, where are you going?
To life. Life. Eternal life.
Papa, where are you going?
Father, come back.
Christian, you come back here this minute. Do you hear me? Come back this instant.
Life. Life, eternal life.
Mama, he's put his fingers in his ears.
He can't hear us.
Fool man, his brain's so addled he won't hear. Christian!
Papa, come back.
Come on, Daddy.
Come, look, it's Christian.
Aye, he's finally flipped his wig, he has.
The fool man. Come back before you lose your way.
Ah, let the fool go. Better off we are without the likes of him around here.
What's all the excitement, lads?
Oh, the fool has finally lost his mind and runs amok.
Aye, straight into trouble he goes.
So, he's finally made a break for it, eh?
Oh, dear. Oh, me. Oh, obstinate. I just knew this would happen, what with him reading that book all the time.
Yes, Brother Pliable. We should have taken it away from him as soon as we saw the distemper settle on him.
Oh, dear. Oh, me. Now, what can we say to save the dear soul?
Say? Nay, not what we say we'll do, but what we do will do.
Your meaning escapes me, dear obstinate. Do clarify.
Foolish Pliable. He has his ears all stopped up. He will hear no language but that of animal power.
Clarify more, dear sir. Do clarify.
Can't you see? We must needs go fetch him back by force.
Oh, splendid idea. Simply splendid. Shall we off?
Off with us. Don't worry, madam. We'll save him from his distemper yet.